Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First off, just a friendly reminder that it is mask territory for a couple more days. With any luck, we return to regular nude facial action on Saturday.
Oh, that's so rude. I can see your whole face.
I know.
It is odd trying to figure out people's expressions.
Oh, I worked out. I was walking through the office looking at people smiling and they're all just looking at me going, what are you looking at me for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can't see, can you?
Yeah,
I know. I'm smiling under
here.
Yeah,
when you go for a walk and you smile at people, it's like, oh, I actually just look really angry.
You have to vocalise.
You can't tell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or you could do it through interpretive dance, I suppose, because it is International Dance Day today.
Oh, yeah, lots of hand movements. That'll help.
There you go. Yeah. It's also National Zipper Day today.
Is it? Celebrating the zipper.
I don't know about you, but I instantly think of a particular scene out of There's Something About Mary that will haunt me forever when I think about zippers. But it is an underrated bit of tech, the old zipper.
It is, used correctly.
Well, yes, exactly right. YKK has the industry pretty much zipped up, if you like. They account for 46% of the global zipper market. They make airtight zippers for spacesuits, flame retardant zippers for fire suits, airtight zippers for bagpipes. Really?
I didn't even know a bagpipe had a zipper.
No, I don't think most of them do. Anyway, and zippers for fish farm nets. In 69, when Neil Armstrong, keeping the lunar thing going, when Neil Armstrong was on the moon, he was wearing YKK.
Right.
The company makes zippers in 9,500 colours and has 20 shades of black in its colour library.
20 shades of black.
And none of them are designed to rip the skin on your family jewels, but if you aren't careful, they will. So there's just a little lesson as we celebrate zippers today. Just keep that in mind. Rain's coming.
It is. It's got a little while, I think, afternoon and evening.
Yeah, true.
It's got a little while to prepare, but it's coming.
And also, I guess, with that, lots of winds. I mean, there's already been some, I think, which has thankfully cleared out all of the smoke that had been kicking around.
It's been about a week since we've had a decent breeze.
It's bad times, though, if you want to get washing done. From smoke straight into rain, you know, not
ideal.
You've
got this morning, that's it.
But yeah, you've got a little load on. Get in there immediately and make the most. Apparently, the southwest is going to cop the brunt of it. But plenty of coastal regions, I imagine. You know.
Which generally means it's going to be cold.
Like, well,
when
the
it
other thing.
Comes
yes.
from the south, it's going to get chilly very quickly.
They did say get the extra blankets out.
Yes.
So, yeah. Good luck with all of that.
Yeah. Tie the trampolines down.
Now, we're going to have a chat to a couple of people today because it's Thursday. Mm. There's a derby coming up, so obviously it's going to be football talk. Malcolm Blight will be joining us for that.
Mm-hmm. See what's going on. I guess we've still got to wait another day to see what's going to happen, if anyone can go to the game.
Well,
I think tickets go on sale today.
Do they?
Well, they would have already been on sale. I don't know.
Surely they'd wait until we're officially, you know. But then again, people were able to go before, just how many, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it just depends if it's half capacity, full capacity, 75%, who knows.
All very confusing. But anyway, it's playing Sunday, Arvo. We'll find out the details.
On.
Apparently, Apple doing well in the pandemic world. I know some local business is not, but Apple's doing okay.
Oh, well, that's good then, isn't it?
It is.
Thank goodness.
Yesterday announced their profits more than doubled in the past quarter to $23.6
billion,
with a surge in iPhone sales and good growth in all the other bits and pieces they do. Apparently, revenue the best ever for its fiscal second quarter, up 54% to $89.6 billion.
My goodness.
Apparently, there's big money selling fruit. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought an orchard would do so well?
Yeah.
No, I guess it's because everyone's home at the moment. Instead of all that spending that money on holidays, they're going, oh, why don't I just treat myself to some tech instead?
I imagine too, like, internet providers would be doing all right. People would be, you know, upping their plans if ever there was a time to.
Yeah. Anything tech orientated or like things like that, gadgets.
And look, speaking of the ultimate gadgets, there is a bit of sad news to share. Sad news out of the NASA family today. One of the Apollo 11 trio, the pilot, who never actually got to the lunar surface.
No one ever heard from him or heard his name.
No, he never made any of the famous quotes. He never said any of the famous things. The getaway driver, though, he was a very important. They call him the loneliest man in the world. Well, the loneliest man
in the universe.
In the universe, because he was the one that was hanging around in the ship waiting for them to come back. Anyway,
he was
Michael,
doing all the hard work.
He was more than an essential part of the process, but yeah, very little of the glory. Michael Collins has died aged 90. His family said he'd been battling with cancer. So here's a little something I prepared earlier. It was 50 years ago that the human race first stepped onto another world. The story started during the Cold War when the US was badly losing what was essentially a PR battle with Russia. They'd managed to orbit the first satellite with Sputnik and the first human in space with cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. So US President John F. Kennedy needed something big to win back national pride, and he made this promise in 1961.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
And I'm not exactly sure if anyone else knew what Kennedy was going to say that day. And even though he wouldn't live to see America come through on his promise, thousands were united and indeed inspired to make it happen.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Amazingly, using less onboard computing power than an 80s gaming console, it was on July 20, 1969, that Apollo 11's team made the journey of more than 300,000 kilometres to the lunar surface, where they landed.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Did a bit of moonwalking, took a few selfies, and then successfully made it back home. 50 years on, we remember the achievement of the entire team, but especially the Apollo 11 astronauts, Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong, on behalf of us all.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. Not complain, it's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, one of footy's favourite sons joins us again this morning. Come in, Malcolm J. Blight.
Good morning.
Nikki DeMello, how guys? What an interesting round last week was. Round seven, everyone's lucky number. You'll get a winner this week.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get a winner. I think we will get some.
You reckon
it's
so?
It's almost certain.
Now, before we get to that, can we talk Guernseys? Because there seems to be quite the hoo-ha developing. Now, it's Collingwood and Port's traditional outfits, both kind of, both. What do they call them, the prison bars? They both kind of resemble each other a bit, don't they? What's going on there?
Well, Eddie McGuire started this some years ago. When they signed the contract, Collingwood said, well, we're going to be black and white and you blokes can be something else. So they added some teal. So that's the power of football club. But in the showdown like you guys have got this week with West Coast and Fremantle, Adelaide, when Adelaide played Port Adelaide, they want to just wear this old prison bar Guernsey, as now called. When I grew up playing against them and also barracking for them initially, they were called the Wharf Pylons because Port Adelaide is like Fremantle. It's a wharfy area. So so this has been going on for so long. But who cares? Just let them wear it for one game.
This is
their
the
home game.
I don't get, like, everyone else seems to have an away strip or a clash strip that looks quite different to the regular one. Why can't Collingwood don't have one?
They're not even playing each other, though. That's what confuses me.
Oh, they're not even playing each other.
Right.
Oh, man. Nicky, that
is just the pub test there, Nikki, what you just said.
Oh, my God.
Why does anyone care?
Doesn't it? Yeah, exactly. Oh,
both of you can wear it.
Yeah, who gives an absolute continental? No one.
Goodness me.
Anyway, you know the irony of all this, and they speak with forked tongue, Collingwood, because last week's Anzac Day game, which we all love, Essendon, you know, playing Collingwood, they wore a different strip. Hello.
It can be done.
And yet they're talking about federal court. That was the extent that it was getting to. It was ridiculous.
Oh,
just ridiculous.
Anyway.
Now, no Thursday footy again this week, but tomorrow Richmond take on the Bullies. Surely the Dishlickers will walk away triumphant.
The Dishlickers.
Oh, good call. That's my tip. Thank you very much for that. You couldn't have said it better. Love the Dishlickers.
Nice.
So can we confirm that's the Bulldogs?
That's a dog reference,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. There's no team called the Greyhounds that I'm aware of.
All right.
No.
Of course, the weekend, we've got the big derby on Sunday. What are your thoughts? I mean, I think obviously Eagles the favourite if we get some players back in particular?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, if we get some players back in, yes, I agree with you. I know they got a
shellacking.
You know, I picked the Eagles last week at the Cattery, so I got that 97 points wrong. I realise I'm an expert on football, but I'm not an expert tipster. There's a difference, apparently.
Okay. Look, plenty of people can claim to be in similar situations, it's fair to say. And look, it's amazing. The Derby's like the ultimate mug punt. It's like, you know, Melbourne Cup when it comes to trying to predict it. You look at form, you look at where they're at, and it doesn't necessarily translate on the day.
No, of course not. And that's why I think what Adam Simpson said, he said they were a little bit weak, the Eagles, last week. So I think that'll stir some of the pot up. And I just think it's been such a great club, a proud club. I think they'll bounce back. But I do love what Justin Longmuir is doing with Fremantle. They're a really accomplished side. And he's getting a lot of good young players into the team. So, I mean, it's probably the game of the round in some ways. It's a really interesting what happens from here. So I'm tipping the Eagles, not with 100% confidence, but probably on history.
And if if you do look at the history of the Derby, it is generally in an Eagles game, and it is a home game for them, whether that counts for anything or not in this situation. All right, we shall watch and see.
Yeah, any other big games for the round, you think?
Oh, I think the Richmond Bulldogs. That's
the big one.
Yeah, you know, with Dusty out, Presty out, their midfield's down a bit. Richmond. I really like, they were my sneaky team for the year, the Bulldogs, and they've proved exactly that. I've got some news for you too. The Bulldogs and Melbourne at Six Love, history says one of those will play in the grand final.
Oh.
So one of the spots, yes, in the last 20 years, anyone that's started Six and Love's played in the grand final virtually, top three, top four, whatever. So one of those is in the grand final. Who's going to be the other team?
That's, you reckon it could be the two of them?
Well,
could happen.
Could happen.
One of the two, definitely going to be in the grand final. Let's write it down now.
My early prediction is Bulldogs. We'll see how that goes. All right.
Good talk to you guys. Thanks, have a good weekend.
A Welsh river has turned white after an unspecified amount of milk spilled from a tanker, according to reports from the UK. How much milk must that have had to be for big stretches of a river?
That's
to
a
turn
lot of
white.
Milk, yeah.
It is serious.
What a waste.
I know. Apparently, authorities are unsure of what the effects would be on local wildlife, but there are reports of local badgers now carrying spoons and packets of Fruit Loops. Anyway, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Come on. There's no point crying over it.
Oh, no.
There we go. Yeah, they reckon Cleopatra used to bathe in milk, which apparently did wonders for her skin.
Was that like cow's milk, though?
Donkeys, I believe.
Donkey.
Ass's milk.
To bathe in ass milk.
you're a girl.
I am a girl. That's a great observation.
You have bags.
Excuse me?
Handbags.
Oh, you're saying eye bags. I was like, that is so rude. Yeah, yeah. I got off early,
Sort yourself out. You need to moisturise more. You've got bags. No, Louis Vuittons in your collection?
Oh, God, no, I wish. Maybe one day.
Now, apparently, Louis Vuitton has come out with a bloke bag, right?
A man bag.
A man bag, if you like, and it is in the shape of a plane.
Wow, that is very masculine.
I'm not sure if it's actually meant to be like a toiletries bag or...
How do you carry it? Why don't you just poke into you?
I'm not really sure. But it is. It's like
it's a plane.
It's a plush toy.
It looks like a kid's toy.
It does, a little
brown
bit.
Plane.
Well, and that's the thing. It's covered in the typical brown leather, Louis Vuitton patterned and such forth.
Yep.
Price tag?
No.
Okay. $39,000.
Bargain.
So roughly 50 Aussie dollars, 50,000 Australian dollars for a man bag shaped like a plane. Which,
it's such a typical like boy thing, isn't it? Brown bag. It's like, if that didn't say manly enough, it's like, it's also a plane.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
Do they do a Tonka truck one as well?
That would be good. Some people have pointed out it's actually cheaper to buy a real plane.
You could probably
get a second-hand plane for cheaper than $50,000. Yep. So people are saying, for 50 grand, I want to be able to fly that somewhere.
Yeah. but could you carry a plane around with you to work?
Imagine the nightmare if you lost your chapstick in there. Where is it? Somewhere in the cockpit.
It's down one of their propeller arms.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And since it is International Dance Day, performing as well as presenting entertainment news, so she may get a little out of breath, Nikki Parkinson, today.
Thank you. If only you could see. Britney Spears is set to personally address the LA court dealing with her conservatorship. Spears has been under the conservatorship since 2008, where her father, Jamie Spears, is in full control of all her financial and personal dealings. Britney herself rarely takes part in court hearings and has not publicly commented on the legal arrangement yet. Her lawyer says she requested to speak to the court personally, and as soon as possible, she will appear in court on June 23rd.
Interesting.
Yeah. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter, Willow Smith, has gone punk in her new single release. She's teamed up with Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker for this one. It's called Transparent Soul. It's got very Hayley Williams, Paramore vibes
yes,
to it.
Yes, it reminded me of something. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll pay that.
Really good. Elton John's post-Oscars party was packed full of live performances this year.
Legendary party.
Yeah, every year goes ahead. This year, we were actually able to watch it and participate in it. If you bought a ticket, you could watch the whole thing.
Wow.
To raise money for Elton's AIDS Foundation. Dua Lipa was there performing this year. She performed alongside Elton for one of his classics. She's got electric.
To duet with Elton John in his house on one of his songs.
Yeah, she has an amazing voice too. Sounds so good. The concert raised over $3 million for Elton's AIDS Foundation. And DJ Khaled has a new album coming out this Friday called Khaled. How long do you think it took him to come up with that one?
Probably twice as long as his last album.
So he's going to be teaming up with Migos, Post Malone, H.E.R., Roddy Ricch, Justin Timberlake, and Justin Bieber, plus heaps more. It's out.
Wow.
Well, Saturday our time, maybe Friday afternoon.
So nice they named it twice.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.